This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've got Chris Lopresti in today, and he's got a ton of Thanksgiving stuff for you. What's going on, CeeLo?
All right, brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com. Also brought to you by HomeServe, New York's leading heating and cooling experts. Visit HomeServeNY.com. So 3 points off two Dak Prescott interceptions in the first half, a Cowboys touchdown to open up the second half, followed by this, pretty much the difference for the Giants on Thanksgiving.
Jones back, throws one right, completes it, and Barkley can't reel it in. It was a bad throw by Jones. Barkley was wide open.
Oh, boy. Was he ever wide open?
Bob Papa and
Carl
Banks.
Those guys don't hold back, man. That's why I love what they do. And I got to hear pretty much almost the entire first half yesterday with them. And that's how it should be called. That's what should be said.
Fourth and one for the Giants for their own 45. They only had 10 men on the field. Daniel Jones still had Saquon Barkley wide open there in the flat. Threw it a little behind him, and Barkley could not haul it in. The Cowboys found the end zone on each of their next two drives as they feasted on the Giants' secondary. It ends up a 28-20 victory as Dallas improves to 8-3. Giants fall to 7-4, suffering consecutive losses for the first time this season. Dallas ran it for 169 yards and a couple of scores. Prescott had two touchdown passes, and CeeDee Lamb, 6 for 106, also drew a number of penalties in this game. But between all of that, the failed 4th-and-1 and an overturned touchdown early on for an ineligible lineman down the field, Brian Daboll was not pleased as he opened up his post-game presser.
Tough game. Give Dallas credit. Tough game.
That was all he had to offer initially, so that the media went right to the 4th-and-1 play call and the result. How did he see it?
Yeah, I mean, they kept the ball on the second half, went down and took a lot of clock off. Thought it was a good chance to go ahead and get the first down. But we didn't get it.
And then like 7 reporters jumped in and wanted to make sure he knew they were short a player on that snap.
Where are you at the tech end?
Yeah, it can't happen.
What happened?
Can't happen.
Why did it happen?
What's that?
Do you have any idea why?
Yeah, I do. Just can't happen.
Yeah. He was the first, I would say.
What's that?
Yeah, 2 minutes or so. He was very
I don't blame
very
him.
Very short.
He was obviously pissed off, screaming at the officials early on in the
game.
Which
was awesome. Yeah,
it was great. I mean, the fact that they had a lead in the first half of this game with like 60% of their roster hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows you what type of job they're doing coaching this team. And, you know, this was a tough spot for them, and I still think.
I'm surprised it was as close as it was.
Right, you don't feel horrible as a Giants fan coming out of this. I mean, you're like, man, they could maybe lose the rest of their games with the schedule, but, I mean, for Christ's sakes, they're still just, I mean, they're scratching, they're clawing.
They just have no margin for error right now.
Right, exactly.
Yep. I mean, and Boomer touched on it. I'm watching the game, and I'm like, who are some of these guys on both sides of the ball?
Yeah.
Back-to-back tough game stat-wise for Saquon Barkley. Combined, 32 touches for 87 yards now in the two losses. That's an average of 2.72.
Well, I got to go back, watch film, see what I can do better, if I can give you a better answer. But just off the first thought process is, you know, when the running game's not working, it starts with the running back. So I got to be better there, too.
On the other side,
so there he goes. You hear what he says there?
Accountability.
I got to be better. Yeah. I got to be better. Then it's not about my offensive line being hurt. It's not about Daniel Jones throwing the ball behind me. I got to be better.
Yep.
So,
what
so
could you
Zach,
be referring to?
So Zach Wilson could take notes here. Yeah. This is how you do it.
Oh, I mean, a lot of players do it like Saquon does it. You know, we talked about Josh Allen taking that accountability. Justin Fields taking that accountability.
Sure.
Saquon now doing it. Yeah. I mean, most players do it right. Most players do. Zach really did it wrong.
No, I know it's a few days, but it was after you guys signed. I will at some point, if you'd like, give you some of Zach from Wednesday.
Sure.
I thought he did a pretty good job. I mean, who knows? Someone got in his ear, whether it was his dad, PR staff, but it was a much better session with the media, I would say, on Wednesday. The Cowboys, meantime, 4-1 since Dak returned from injury and averaging an NFL best 33.8 points per game during that span. And it sure sounds like they at least think they're going to add Odell Beckham Jr. Jerry Jones playfully letting the media know that he spoke to OBJ at some point yesterday.
We had a good visit today.
Today? In person? That's it.
So he's just like, I talked to him, but I'm not going to give you anything else.
Tell you the Bills could use him. Yeah, not the Giants. There's no way he's coming to the Giants.
I don't think anymore.
No way.
I mean, if they had found a way to win either last week or this week, then maybe we'd be more of it, but I don't think so.
The passing game's just not that good. And I know that he would make it better, but, you know, he wants to go where they have a legitimate chance to win.
Anyone know what kind of shape he's in right now?
Judging by his Instagram workouts, he looks good, but that's all I've seen.
I don't follow him on the ground.
I mean, I do think it's gotten to the... He can help a team. I think everybody agrees with that.
His presence, if nothing else, helps.
Right. I mean, but I think it's gotten a little bit overblown, this whole, like, Odell's going to join the Cowboys, and then, oh, my God, watch out. Like, it's not...
It's not like Tyreek Hill, joining the Miami Dolphins.
Exactly. Right.
It's not that.
Last night in Minnesota, Vikings-Patriots turned into a bit of a track meet, at least in the first half. Minnesota able to bounce back from last week's blowout loss to the Cowboys.
Play action to Dalvin. Kirk's great drop. Looks to the end zone for Thielen. Yes! Touchdown! A 15-yard touchdown bullet from Cousins to Thielen. And it's 32-26 Vikings.
This is Paul Allen, Vikings Radio. Yeah.
Primetime Kirk Cousins showed up and showed up in a big way.
81% of his passes or whatever?
He was awesome.
30 of 37.
So we got to point that out when he does it. You know, with the three touchdowns, he was great. He was borderline flawless. That's the good part about it. The bad part about it is the Vikings' pass defense is I think, the worst in football. And Mac Jones and that Patriot offense that couldn't do a goddamn thing last week were throwing the ball down the middle of the field consistently with nobody around. It's the same stuff we saw in the Bills game, even though they won it, and the same stuff you saw against Dallas. That pass defense sucks. And if they really want a good chance or have a chance at making some noise in the NFC playoffs, they got to get that fixed because it is just infuriating.
How are they going to get it fixed?
I mean, Cam Dantzler's been out for them. Been out for them. He can come back and get healthy. That's something that I think is going to help in a major way because they've been playing a second-round draft pick, a rookie over there in place of him, and he's just not good enough. Booth Jr., he's just not good enough. So I think that getting Dantzler back and playing well will help, and getting more of a consistent pass rush is another thing that can help.
A couple sacks to close it out, but at that point, the Patriots were backed up, and you knew they had to come down the field. 33-26, the final there. Justin Jefferson, another monster game, 9 for 139 and a score along the way. Broke Randy Moss's record for receiving yards in the first three seasons of a career and still has six games to go.
It means a lot. It means that my course of reaching to the Hall of Fame is near. I'm just going to keep working.
Very confident. Vikings got a 97.
He's in the league for how long?
Two and a half seasons.
Yeah, he's already gone through the Hall of Fame.
It's near.
You know, it reminds me of Chad Ochocinco. Remember him? He was in the midst of a great career, and he would do all those stupid things that, you know, on the sideline. And he put on, I'll never forget, I was doing a Monday night game, and he scored a touchdown. It was a great play. He goes to the sideline and puts a gold jacket on.
Oh, you were at that game?
I was at that game, and I said, that guy's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh boy.
Why? Because he touched the money. He put the jacket on. Doesn't deserve to put the jacket on. He's not going.
All right. Well, Chad Ochocinco went a little crazier than anything Justin Jefferson's ever done. I mean, he changed his last name. You know, there's a lot of different things that he was doing. So he does one little gritty dance. Everybody does a dance in the end zone.
No, I'm just saying about what he said. I'm not talking about his celebration.
It means a lot. It means that my course of reaching to the Hall of Fame is near.
All right, okay.
It's not near, but...
That means he's going to get hurt.
No, don't come on. Right. Please.
Ready. No, don't do that.
For Christ's sakes.
You also had the Hunter Henry touchdown, player. The second one, I guess, wiped out. on video review. The catch rule was back in the spotlight. Let's see how the media fared with Bill Belichick on that postgame.
Do you get any explanation on the Hunter Henry catch that was overturned?
Why don't you guys go to the officials with your pool reporter and ask them about the play and let them explain it to you? Right? Like, isn't that what you do? Thank you.
Moving on.
So I don't know. This was a tough one for me. I thought his hand stayed underneath the ball. I'm like, how are they overturning this? I have no idea how they overturned this.
Because the ball, I think, hits areas on the ground.
I mean, his hand is underneath it.
I thought they changed the rule now where the ball can touch the ground as long as you maintain control.
It was moving.
The amazing thing is, let's say he's a running back and he's running down there and he reaches the ball over the, right there. He reaches the ball, but then he tried again. But if he's a running back and he does that, that's a touchdown right there. No matter if he hits the ground, it doesn't matter.
He has possession.
But he's not.
But right there, even if he had just tucked it, because
I know it's a tight end. I thought he caught it. I didn't think that they were going to overturn this.
Well, they didn't. So
well, they did.
Well, I mean, they did. But they did. And also, it's different when you got a catch. You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about? That should be a touchdown.
Let's ask him this: if that was T.J. Hockenson and the Vikings lost, would you have the same reaction this morning?
I'm probably being a fraud about it a little bit. But I mean, after 40,
a little bit.
After 40-3, I mean, what the hell do you want?
It's fine. We're not taking the win away. We're just discussing the play last week.
You got to look forward. You can't worry about last week. What are you worried about last week?
You are impossible to deal with. Impossible.
Especially
you didn't let me forget about 40-3 all last week.
Well, that's a different thing.
Kicked. Oh, boy. You know, but normally you'd be like, put it in the rearview mirror. It's one game. Don't worry about it.
That's what I'm saying. All the way
till Wednesday, and then even though you got their asses kicked 40-3.
They did get their asses kicked.
I thought you were on my side with this.
I'm rooting for you, man, Biggs, but no, you're right. Their pass defense.
He's rooting for you. Talk pass defense. That play. He's got Justin Jefferson getting hurt next week. He's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Well, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Kirk Cousins showed up in prime time.
Well, he did, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Hey, remember when the Rangers were in the playoffs last year and I had your back and I was rooting like crazy for him?
You never have my back. And by the way, we get rid of Halak. Oh, Jesus Christ, can he win a freaking game?
He's a 37 million dollar backup goalie.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
You know, here's the deal. We outshoot everybody.
Yeah, but they don't score enough right now.
You know what? Stop him. You see what Sorokin did the other night? He shut down Edmonton.
Yaroslav Halak is not.
I know that, but just Sorokin. He always lets up one more goal.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
That's why he's a 37-year-old million-dollar backup.
Get him out of here.
All right, before I get out of here, let me give you Lions-Bills, because the Lions did give the Bills a bit of a scare, but Buffalo got their second win at Ford Field in a span of about 96 hours.
Here we go. Ferguson, the snapper. Martin, the holder. The snap is good. The kick is long enough. It is up. It is good. Still 2 seconds left on the clock. A 45-yard field goal for Tyler Bass to put the Bills on top. 28-25 with 2 seconds remaining. Tyler Bass owns this building.
Except for the extra point he missed that put the Lions in a champ. But he was 6-for-6 last Sunday.
The Lions gave up a safety yesterday. They missed an easy field goal that, you know, Jim Nance jinxed.
28 yards, something like that.
Jim Nance jinxed the whole thing. But, you know, the interesting thing about this is just like clock management on both sides at the end of the first half and end of the game was kind of weird by both teams. I'm wondering if Dan Campbell is not. I want him to win so bad because he's just a likable guy and he's like a throwback meathead type coach.
Football meathead,
right. But man, it's just loose ends when it comes to like play clock and, you know, just managing the game and situational football.
Well, you wouldn't think that part of it would be buttoned up for him. He brings other intangibles.
He hired a million other ex-players, though, too. The entire staff is ex-players.
Which is fine, but here's the thing. I forget who said it yesterday. I don't know if it was Phil or Coach. Somebody said he's got like 10 analytics guys up in the box. Get one of those slaps to talk to him.
Yeah.
Maybe they're all talking to him at the same time.
Out here, thinking about a timeout there. I mean, my God.
Shut up, dweeb.
You probably wouldn't have known or saw this because you were busy working, but for whatever reason, your quote of Jared Goff is a really good quarterback got one of the NFL types put that out there. Boomer, it was just the quote, no comment, no analysis. For some reason, they thought that was like worthy of being tweeted out yesterday.
Oh, it is worthy. Everything I say is worthy.
Yeah, but like what, were they agreeing with you? Were they disagreeing? It was just bizarre.
I was just trying to say he was playing, I thought, like a Ryan Tannehill type of game.
Well, yeah.
Just a really good, solid game. No, nothing spectacular, but just getting rid of the ball. And then when he had a chance to win the game, he just missed it.
Yeah. Josh Allen, a little erratic at times, but did take his team right down the field for the game-winning field goal there. Four plays, 48 yards, 21 seconds, and he had the 37-yard hookup with Steph Diggs, who started slow but ended with eight catches for 77 and a score as the Bills win the game 28-25. Buffalo now 8-3. A couple other things quickly. You've got the Giants wooing Aaron Judge out in San Francisco for a couple of days. I guess they brought in Steph Curry as they're putting on the full court press.
Yeah, I thought I was done getting fooled by that picture of the guy with the giant schween, and I got it again yesterday. So I'm thinking, like, you know, there was a chance that he could sign yesterday. There was a chance.
That guy would, right?
Yeah, yeah, him. Who's passed away, yeah. Unfortunately.
All right.
But it said SanFranciscoChronicle.com on the thing. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, normally it's like image.per.ht6 or whatever. I'm like, all right, we know that this is going to be a giant picture of a schween. But this one said San Francisco Chronicle. So I clicked on it and whap, there it is.
So was this on Twitter?
No, someone sent it to me in a text thread.
Oh, I see. Okay.
By a Yankee fan sent it to me in a text thread. And I was
that's not nice.
No, it's not nice at all. Terrible.
All right, well. We'll see what happens with Judge. Let me play you for this, and then we'll get out of here. Local college hoops, Seton Hall against Memphis down in Orlando yesterday. Pirates were trailing by two in the final second.
Richmond trying to get it in. Does so to Samuel. Samuel's got to go. He launches a three. Off the backboard, in! Pirates win! They win it! It's a miracle! Tyree Samuel is mobbed! Seton Hall wins it! 70-69!
Straight on.
Yeah, it was. Pirates Sports Network, Dave Popkin with the call there as the Pirates end up with a 70-69 win over Memphis as Tyree Samuel there banking home the game-winning three.
Did you guys bring any leftovers in this morning?
I did not.
No.
I don't even have any leftovers.
How about you, Zoo? Did you bring any leftovers in?
I actually wasn't able to go to my family Thanksgiving yesterday. I was working, so I didn't get any leftovers.
You got nothing, huh?
Yeah.
No, you going to the USA World Cup game today?
It's about that time, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, he's going. He's flying to Qatar right after this.
Well, I mean, I know he's going to a local bar somewhere, right?
Yeah. I'm hoping to. We're going to see how I feel after the show.
You're a little under the weather today.
Game time decision.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, you're sick.
Just a little bit, but we got to work.
You hungover or are you sick?
No, I'm sick. I'm sick. You guys know I was hacking yesterday.
We're talking about like cough and sneeze and that stuff. We're talking stomach sick.
No. Cough and sneeze.
Okay.
Fleek, you okay with that? Working with him in there?
We'll see. And if someone else is doing the sports minutes for me on Monday and Tuesday with you, right. I guess we'll know why.
You know what's amazing? I just see two heads in there. You don't see... You know what I mean?
No, I know.
The top of Fleegs has had just the buzz cut.
I mean, Zoo keeps himself very low in that seat.
Yeah, what's up with that, Zoo?
I don't know. I'm just a big fan of sitting low. I got short legs.
Do you?
I do. I have a longer upper torso. I got shorter legs.
He's got like a corgi body.
He's got a big back crack.
He's a corgi? Is that what you called him?
I think I said corgi, but yeah.
A corgi.
He's a corgi. Oh, by the way, you see the French Bulldog won Best in Show yesterday.
I did not see that, but I probably should have,
National Dog Show, whatever
it
was.
That. Yeah. So,
it wasn't Westminster. I don't even know what it was.
The other one, American Kennel Club, I think.
Where's
AKC?
That one?
Yeah, I don't know where they are.
There was Philadelphia.
Because I know the other one is at the Garden.
Well, it used to be at the Garden, then COVID hit, and then they were up in Westchester or something.
Oh, okay.
But this one was in Philadelphia.
Mm.
They said they had 20 million viewers for this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody loves dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it, CeeLo?
For now, yeah.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.